ticket stub from your pocket and redeem it at Family Furniture and receive $250 worth of free furniture. Family Furniture is a local family-owned and operated company that's been furnishing the Treasure Coast and the Palm Beaches for well over a decade. Family Furniture specializes in bedrooms, living rooms, dining rooms, mattresses, patio, and much, much more. Limit one per household and cannot be combined with any other offers. Make Family Furniture your home base for all your furniture needs.
Let's go back to the field.
Some of you are pointing out that this video you're seeing is not the crowd of today. Well, of course, that's from Saturday. These are the sights from a big night at Clover Park. We'll run those throughout the game just to show you what's happening in Port St. Lucie this year, not specifically this day. Of course, this day has featured an early start, some rain, hot weather, as Dyrone Campos leads off and takes a strike from Riscal Teneo. Understand we're having some audio issues. We are trying to work through those. Please be patient. Maybe the rain affected the audio as well. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop, McCants. Throw is good, and Campos is out. Teneo starting to settle in after the first two batters singled against him. He also had that throw to second that was missed on the catch by Lewis. Going back and continuing to think about that play, not a very great throw. I mean, he had to reach over his head to catch it, hit his glove, but you know, Teneo could have come home to get the tying run at the plate. Instead, he went to second. The throw was not to the chest. That is really the difference-making play in the game right now. Here's Kevin Villavicencio, who's had a good day at the plate with a single and an RBI double. Got the Mets on the board in the fifth inning. Villavicencio has increased his hitting streak to 10 games. Grounds this ball to third base. A late charge and scoop by Santiago is in time. Two up, two down in the bottom of the seventh. Now back to the top of the order and Mosquera. One last note on Villavicencio. 10-game hit streak. Becomes the second St. Lucie Met this year to reach a double-digit game hitting streak. Gerald Martinez had the other, ended back in May. First pitch, a strike to Mosquera. He was flown out and struck out twice. 0-1 pitch is lined into center field, carrying over the head of DeLeo, and he misses it. And it's going to roll slowly to the track. Mosquera chugging for third base, and he will reach standing up.
Triple.
Diego Mosquera, two-out triple in the bottom of the seventh. DeLeo, the center fielder, was playing shallow and could not catch up.
Great job there by Mosquera. He already had a fine day in the field, now gets things going with his bat, blasting that one into the gap, just out of the reach of DeLeo, and the Mets in business with a man on third and two outs.
An opportunity here for Kevin Parada. He continues to play in this game. Thought that after the rain delay, maybe he would not continue, rehabbing the right ankle sprain. He is 0-for-3 today as the designated hitter. Parada, by most accounts, the Mets' top prospect entering the season, behind Alvarez and Beatty once they graduated. 1-1 pitch is lined and caught by the shortstop, McCants, and the inning is over. Mosquera with the two-out triple, but he's stranded at third. We go to the eighth, 3-2 Mets.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Here, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, Hamburgers, Chicken Fingers, French fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the Clover Park Concourse. be sure to stop by the Corona Beach House in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
This is manager Gilbert Gomez, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
We're fast approaching when first pitch time would normally be at 6:10. Other Florida State League teams starting to ramp up their pre-games. The 6:30 slate of games includes Fort Myers at Palm Beach, Dunedin at Clearwater, Lakeland at Bradenton, and at 6:35 Tampa at Daytona. Jupiter currently has a one-game lead in the second half over Daytona and Palm Beach. So this will be a pretty important home stretch for them. Of course, yesterday they came back in the ninth and won. Jojo Rodriguez trying to prevent that as he throws strike one to Kemp Alderman, who has struck out twice and sandwiched a triple in there and an RBI back in the third inning. One one pitch is grounded to LaRusso at third. Sets. Wide throw. Martinez does hold the bag. Guerrero's got those long, rangy limbs. Uses them often. This time he saves LaRusso an error. The foot was pushed up against the bag. Look good from here. And on replay. Here's Vredenburg. 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts. First pitch, he takes a fastball right in there for strike one. Both these teams today, when the pitchers have needed to make pitches, they, for the most part, have. 0-1 pitch, foul tip for strike two. Jupiter just 1 for 10, runners in scoring position. Mets 1 for 10, Jupiter 1 for 9. JoJo's 0-2 pitch, up high. One, two, misses away. Time called. Oh, we have a pitch clock violation on Rodriguez. That will make it a full count. Clock struck zero. Payoff pitch. Strike three on the corner. Vredenburg caught looking. Strikes out for the third time. Big pitch from Rodriguez after that automatic ball. Made it a full count. Didn't want to lose him on a walk. Brushes the corner. JoJo with his fourth strikeout. Two up, two down. Here's Coley. He's 0 for 2 with the strikeout. Mets have now struck out 14. As this pitch is a ball high, a bunt showing. And this is part of Jupiter's repertoire. They are a bunting team. Put it in play team and a stolen base team, putting in the play has been an issue today with the 14 strikeouts and only three hits. But that's not going to deter Coley. Does not go on appeal. See, it's starting to rain again. Let's classify this maybe as a sun shower. But it doesn't look threatening. Two-0 to Coley, and he rips this ball to left. That's a fair ball. And it's bounding into the corner. Campos will dig it out from under the pads, and Coley is into second with the two-out double. He's the tying run in scoring position. So he puts away the bunt, takes a rip, and has himself a two-bagger. And another opportunity for a hitter in this game with the runner in scoring position. This time it'll be Carlos Santiago. It's leading 3-2, two outs, top of the eighth. Last inning, JoJo was able to strand two in scoring position with the strikeout. Santiago today 0-2 with a walk and a strikeout. And he swings and misses at the changeup for strike one. Pitch, change up, strike two. It's like pulling a string. O-2 pitch is hit high and deep to right. Lara on his horse. It's over his head off the top of the wall. Santiago into second base with a game-tying RBI double on the 0-2 pitch. And he just missed a go-ahead home run. Back-to-back two-out doubles have tied this game up.
These Jupiter batters with two outs, great approach. Making Rodriguez put one over the plate as soon as he does, two absolute rockets.
Well, it was a third straight changeup. He was out in front of the first two. This time he stayed back and waited and absolutely pummeled it. One too many times to the well for Rodriguez. Now he goes to the fastball up high to Bullard, first batter he faced in the seventh. And you know he'd like to have that pitch back. The perfect time to set him up with the fastball, speed him up. One breaking ball. So just like yesterday, Jupiter out to a multi-run lead. Mets come back to take the lead, and Jupiter ends up tying it. One pitch misses down and away. Or does it not? It does not. That's a strike. ABS had it as a strike. See Kenny Garcia shoot the look into the dugout of Jupiter. Hey, Kenny's just doing what he hears in his earpiece. Doesn't matter how Jose Hernandez caught that. One, two pitch. Runner goes to third. It doesn't matter. It's a strike three. A foul tip. Bullard strikes out. There was a strikeout for the second out, then back-to-back doubles tied the game, and then Bullard strikes out to strand the tying go-ahead run and scoring position. Brand-new ball game, 3-3 in the eighth.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed right here at Clover Park on Saturdays throughout the 2023 season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Purchase your tickets now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
The world-famous Dollar Night is back with a twist in 2023. Every Thursday at Clover Park, fans can enjoy $1 Bud Light drafts at the concession stands or $2 16-ounce bottles of Bud and Bud Light, hot dogs for just $2, and soda and popcorn for just $1. Now, where are you going to find a better deal than that? Dollar Night is the St. Lucie tradition that is always a steal of a deal. That's Dollar Night, every Thursday home game during the St. Lucie Mets season. Let's go, Mets, and let's go Dollar Night.
Now, let's get back to the action.
Game coming down to the wire. We're in the bottom of the eighth, tied at three. Rain coming down. Sun is out. One of those Florida days. Nick Morabito lines one to first. Caught off the shoe tops by Vredenburg. Morabito singled that way right out of the gates from the rain delay this time. And he can't shoot it by Vredenburg. One pitch, one out for Taneo. Wilfredo Lahr will come up looking for a four-hit game. Only one Met this season has a four-hit game. That was as this pitch is a ball outside. That was Ryland Thomas. He's long been promoted to High A Brooklyn. Ryland did that as this ball is grounded off of Lahr's foot. That's the second time he's done that in 2 days. And he is in some pain again like he was yesterday. Ryland had a four-hit game at Palm Beach against the Cardinals on June 15th. And Gilbert and Gigi will come have a look. Got a question on the Bally Live crowd zone. Thanks for sticking around and watching and participating in the chat. Somebody wants to know who leads the Florida State League in hits. That would be Javier Sanoja, who was formerly of the Jupiter Hammerheads. He has 123. He's been promoted to High A Beloit 2 weeks ago. Already has a five-hit game up there with the High A Beloit in the Miami system. But he has 123, and he's been gone for 2 weeks. Cerna in Tampa has 113. Hector Rodriguez, former St. Lucie Met, current Daytona Tortuga, has 110. And there is nobody on the list for St. Lucie, I don't think, in the top 10, and nobody else for the Hammerheads either. So, good question. There's your answer. Hector Rodriguez will probably surpass Sanoja at some point before the end of the season. Lahr testing out the foot, running down the line. He's going to stay in the game. Need to find him some more protection on his foot leg area if he's going to keep doing that on a by-game basis. Ball is striking out. Nobody on in the eighth. Lahr check swing foul. And it's 1-2. Mets took a 3-2 lead out of the break with LaRusso bringing home the tying run. Hernandez, the next batter, go-ahead run on a double play ball. Is that Lahr? I think he's going to ask for a new bat. Maybe some sticky stuff. Holds on to the bat, and it's raining out right now despite the sun shining on the fields. Things getting slick. Well, we have a fisherman. Josh spots the fisherman. That's the lake back there halfway between the IRSC college campus and Clover Park. The ball in the dirt. You know, Clearwater had a pitcher who wasn't playing in a game out there fishing back in April. June. fishermen, they'll always find the lake. 2-2 pitch, check swing. Looks like he held. He did. John Forster said no swing on appeal. Full count. Laura trying to get on base as the go-ahead run. Taneo's 3-2 pitch is flowing on the infield. Actually tracking back into shallow left. This is trouble, and this is caught on the run by Coley. That looked like an infield pop-up, and the shortstop, McCann, started tracing back and quickly realized he wasn't going to get there.
And the ball just kept fading further and further out. Long run for Coley and ends up making a nice running catch.
Two up, two down. And here's LaRusso, and he swings viciously over the top of a breaking ball. Well, Taneo's retired 7 of 8 since he got that double play ball by Hernandez. The only hit in there, Mascara's triple. And LaRusso went too far, and he's in an 0-2 hole. And time will be called by Nick. Nick lined out in the second, hit into a hard double play in the fourth, and hit the comebacker in the sixth inning, which tied the game. Here he fouls one back overhead. Oh, 2 breaking ball, check swing. Looks like he went too far. He did. On appeal, Forster rang him up. A 1-2-3 eighth inning for Taneo. We go to the ninth of a 3-3 game.
Every Saturday this season, the St. Lucie Mets will be sporting custom-themed jerseys that fans can bid on. Each jersey benefits a different local charity and will be autographed by the player who is wearing it. To bid on jerseys, please visit stluciemets.com/auction. And don't forget to join us for each of our themed nights. You can find the full list at stluciemets.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Let's go back to the field.
New pitcher on the mound for the Mets in the ninth inning. It's Brawny Reyes. This will be his second appearance for St. Lucie since being added to the team last week from the Complex League Mets. Complex League Mets, by the way, lost a rain-shortened game earlier today. The magic number remains at 1. Still a week to go. They should hopefully wrap up that division soon and go on to the playoffs. Reyes thought pitched pretty well when he debuted on Saturday, ran out of steam at the end. Ended up being charged with 3 runs, but he left with none on inherited runs scored. He will face 9-1-2 in the Jupiter order. First pitch is fouled straight back by Sam Prater, the catcher. Jupiter went up 2-0. Mets eventually went up 3-2. Jupiter tied the game at 3 last inning on a couple of 2-out doubles by Coley and Santiago. Another ball fouled back. 0-2. JoJo Rodriguez pitched 2 innings, 3 hits, 1 run, a walk, and 5 strikeouts. And De La Cruz combining to strike out 15 batters in the first 8 innings. Oh, breaking ball, and it hits Prater on the back. 0-2 in a tie game in the ninth. Not what Brawny Reyes wanted to do. Costly misplaced slider. And the go-ahead run is on first base with nobody out.
Now, it goes without saying, reliever not called in to come in and hit batters.
You have a pinch runner at first base, Spencer Bromwell. Another catcher will come off the bench. So I don't think I've ever seen a catcher pinch run for a catcher. And that Bromwell must have better speed than Prater. Back to the top of the order, McCants. He's 2-for-4. Throw over to first base. Will Bromwell start stealing on the Mets, then there's real trouble. Bromwell has not attempted a stolen base yet this season.
Pinch running for Jupiter 27, Bromwell. 27, Bromwell. Good pinch run.
Pitch home for a ball. You can see the Mets defense speeding in at third base of the Russo, as this is a prime bunt scenario for Jupiter. Jupiter bunted twice in the ninth inning yesterday, trying to sacrifice themselves, wound up with hits. Here's a bunt, not a good one, fouled away by McCants. Certainly an issue defensively for the Mets yesterday, unable to take advantage of the outs that were trying to be given to them. Baseball's funny like that. One day later, very similar situation. See if either side can execute. Kant squares the bunt, pulls back, takes ball two. Again, I know Reyes wants to be careful and get the out. He's trying to give himself up here. Don't want to put him on base with a free pass. 2-1 pitch. He takes low ball three. He'll still be bunting 3-1. Yeah, he's going to drop it down foul. Full count. So Reyes struggling to throw strikes in this at-bat. McCants struggling to drop down a bunt fair. See if he's bunting again here. I'm going to guess probably not. 3-2 count. Bromwell's running. Pitch is swung on a miss. Throw to second base is wide. The tag safe. That's as close as the Mets have come to a caught stealing in the series. That'll be 9 stolen bases for Jupiter today, and this was a one that Hernandez has to make. It's a poor throw, offline and short.
Yeah, Mosquera does everything he can to try to apply the tag in time, but just too far offline from Hernandez, and the struggles continue trying to get Jupiter runners out stealing.
Ian Lewis on base 3 times, not once with a hit, is at the plate. And he will pop one up on the right side. DeVicencio and Martinez there, both calling for it, and it's Kevin in the end. Yarrell towering over Kevin, would have won that, you know, physical matchup, but he got out of the way.
No, he ends up making the correct play in the end. Have to defer to the second baseman on that play, even if you have a beat on it. DeVicencio, the sure, more mobile fielder.
Mound visit between Hernandez and Reyes before this at-bat with DeLeo. So Reyes trying to pitch around that leadoff hit-by-pitch. The strikeout of McCants was huge. The pop-out was big as well. Here is DeLeo, who's 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts and a walk, and he takes a fastball right down the pipe for strike one. Couple of big swings in this inning towards the Mets with that strikeout on the 3-2 pitch and that immediate pop-out. Has them on the verge of getting out of this with the tie intact. Check swing. Looks like he went too far. On appeal, yes, strike. John Forster says so. DeLeo trying to avoid the golden sombrero. You still get the golden sombrero if you draw a walk. O-2 pitch. Called third strike. Leo strikes out for the fourth time today. Bronny Reyes strikes out two in the inning. Works around the leadoff hit batter. The Mets will come to the plate in the bottom of the ninth with the chance to win it.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dogs.
No, Dodger dogs.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, you're invited to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, a free hot dog every Tuesday, and an exclusive Silver Slugger t-shirt, all for just $35. Join the nearly 1,000-strong Silver Sluggers who root on the Mets from Clover Park every Tuesday. It's a golden opportunity for the golden age.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
This is Jet Williams, and you're listening to St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Well, the home slate of games is running out this season. Mets will only have 10 left after today. They have one walk-off win this season. It came on a sacrifice fly in the 10th inning, not the most exciting walk-off win. They're trying for their first walk-off win in regulation this year. Hernandez leads it off. Ruscale Teneo has been the pitcher for Palm Beach since the delay ended in the bottom of the sixth. This ball is popped foul. Hernandez 0 for 3 today into the double play that brought in the go-ahead run at the time back in that two-run sixth. But Teneo's been excellent since. Ground ball foul. The Hernandez, Martinez, and Campos, if anybody gets on. The flaming hot Kevin Villavicencio. One-two pitch is fouled away. Now that's a swing right there that has gotten the Mets in trouble in these situations. And there's been a lot of over-anxious, eager swinging this season in this type of scenario. Tie game. Late in the ninth, the tenth. A 1-2 pitch. Missed low. That's a good take. Line drive, deep left, but that's hooked foul off the net. And is all over it.
I talked about the swings you don't want to make. That one right there is one you do, just fractions of an inch on the bat away from keeping it fair.
Rolled over foul, and Hernandez is battling.
And you love to see the moxie from the young catcher. Not going away quietly in this bat, trying to stick around and trying to put one in play.
Swings and misses on the slider. Teneo beats him in the end. One down in the bottom of the ninth. Nero Martinez has had a nice game with the double and a walk and a strikeout will come up. Well, he's sitting on 9 home runs, has been for some time. You know he's going to be swinging for the fences at least early.
And if I'm the Mets, this is exactly the person I want at the plate. You said it, Adam. He has the power to end the game with one swing. I really like what he's been doing with his bat in August.
1-0 pitch, not close. Happy to take it for ball two. Breaking ball, that gets in. Two balls and a strike. Mets' last hit against Taneo came with two outs in the seventh, a triple that was stranded. Oh, the big cut by Martinez, trying to golf that out of here. Two balls, two strikes. And he will use his timeout. He's become quite savvy with the late timeout call. Pop up on a huge cut. That's fair territory caught by Santiago. Two up, two down. And that is now six in a row retired.
Just a well-pitched at bat there by Taneo. Good sequence. Fell behind 2-0 and then came right back. Found Martinez anxious to swing. Got him to go on the breaking ball and then induced the weak contact for the out.
As Campos is going to use a timeout before a pitch. Well, the third baseman, Santiago, is playing way back. We've seen in this scenario before, Campos would lay down a bunt. But something tells me that will not be happening. And he takes a vicious cut for strike one. One pitch, breaking ball out ahead of it for strike two. Mayo trying to make this a breezy bottom of the ninth and send the game to extras. Foul into the dugout. Campos strikes out wildly on the pitch off the plate. A 1-2-3 bottom of the ninth turned in by Taneo. Two strikeouts. He's retired 7 in a row. We're going to free baseball at Clover Park.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water. So there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
The Mets are proud to offer affordable and flexible ticket packages so fans of all ages and families of all sizes can see the Mets of the future at Clover Park. Stop by the ticket office or stlucymets.com to purchase single game tickets, 10 game flex plans, or group tickets, all for a low cost. General admission tickets start at just $10. Purchase our 10 game flex pack, which features 10 undated tickets for only $80. We'll see you at Clover Park in 2023.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big. And at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Extra innings here at Clover Park. How have extra innings gone for well? Have they gone for the Mets this season? Not well. In extra innings this year, somewhere in this notebook, as Kemp Alderman comes up. Alderman will bat. The free runner on second is DeLeo. Eric Fago, the new pitcher for the Mets, and he gets strike one over on a swing and a miss. Mets are 1-3 in extra inning games. It's kind of strange they played that many games this year. And they've only played in four extra innings. This is the fifth in game number 109. Fago breaking ball too high. So you have Alderman at the plate. You have DeLeo, who made the last out of the ninth, is the runner placed at second. Mets will get the same as Fago steps off and fakes a throw back. Mets will start the bottom of the 10th with Campos on second, unless they want to sub in a pinch runner.
And both teams will benefit with three runners with speed.
1-1, ground ball foul. Of course, as the visiting team, it's almost paramount that you score that free runner in the top half of the 10th. Mets found that out the hard way in their most recent extra inning game up in Daytona a couple of Sundays ago. Couldn't get that runner in. Makes the bottom half of the inning so much more difficult. Oh, a wild pitch. That gets away from Hernandez. And that will move DeLeo over to third base. So now Alderman doesn't even have to move him over. That was a wild pitch, but that was not a very good blocking performance by Hernandez. He's had a couple of struggles today. Some of the pitches he's caught for called strikes look like balls. ABS helping the Mets out. Pitch is too high. Full count. Three, two, missed with ball four. So a walk and a wild pitch mixed in. Fago last appeared for the Mets in the Palm Beach series on Saturday night. Came in, did not allow a run of his own, but all three inherited runners. He took over for Bronny Reyes, did come around and score. He looked gassed. It's been a long season for him pitching for the first time as a pro. Line drive into left field, a base hit for Vredenburg. And Jupiter has the lead. Vredenburg single homes to Leo, and it's 4-3 Jupiter. Jupiter's first lead since they had the 2-1 advantage going into the delay. Not only the free run is in, but now a huge insurance run up there at second base and Alderman. And if Jupiter gets him home, then they are certainly in the driver's seat. And with Mark Coley coming up, remember last time he came up, he was trying to bunt. Got to two strikes, ended up hitting a double, and scored the game-tying run. The Mets wish he would have bunted for an out. Sometimes that's how it goes. He's bunting this time, and he goes too far, doesn't contact it. Swinging strike. Well, this is a no-brainer for the Hammerheads trying to bunt with Coley. He squares again and takes a ball outside. Did not offer. And Gilbert Gomez is trotting out of the dugout and heading to the mound. Well, this is a very similar situation that the Mets faced last night. That was a tie game at the time. But there was a bunt drop down, and the Mets second baseman at the time, De Los Santos, went up to second. Nobody covered first, so I'm sure Gilbert's reminding everybody here of where to go with the baseball, how to play it. He's talking very directly to the group. Again, the big factor is that Coley's trying to give himself up. He's offering the Mets an out. They have to make sure they get it. Again, if he successfully drops down a bunt at second and third, you go from there trying to get a pop-up, a strikeout, something that doesn't bring in a run. But right now, it's about trying to retire Coley and get that first out on the scoreboard. He squares the bunt, pops it up foul, and it's strike two. And now it will appear that Coley will not be bunting. So that's infield. We'll back it up. Hope for a ground ball double play instead. Breaking ball, struck him out. That is a big out. And best case scenario for the Mets as Fago gets Coley to climb the ladder. Mount that doesn't advance the runners. Saw the reaction of Coley. He knows how important of an at-bat that was. There's Santiago. The game-tying double in the eighth inning. That was such a big hit. Grounds one to second. Villavicencio backs up, goes to second for one. On to first, double play. Villavicencio to Mascara to Martinez. 4-6-3 twin killing. And Jupiter only scores the free runner. That gives the Mets a great chance to tie it up in the bottom of the 10th. That inning.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Legler Orthodontics is here to help you, Mets fans. As one of the country's leading orthodontists, Legler Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make amazing smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. We love to see Mets fans smile. Get the confident smile you deserve. Visit braces@legler.com today and book your free consult. That's braces@legler.com for Legler Orthodontics, official smile provider of minor league baseball.
Keep up with the St. Lucie Mets this season by following our social channels. Use the handle @St. Lucie Mets to find us on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. There you will find the latest and greatest Mets content, like exclusive videos, game highlights, the inside scoop on Clover Park promotions, team information, weather updates, and more. Find us on Facebook at facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And make sure to visit stlucimets.com, too. It's all happening on social this season, so follow along and don't be left out.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
This is development coach Reagan Saunier, and you're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jupiter has a new pitcher on the mound. It's Dale Stanovich. He takes over from Riscale Taneo. What a job Taneo did. Pitched all four innings of regulation coming out of the delay. Gave up a couple of singles to the first two hitters, but after that, he ended his day retiring 11 of the last 12. Made a breeze of it in the eighth and ninth. And now it will be turned over to Stanovich. The Mets will put Dairon Campos out there on second base. No pinch runner. Campos the last out of the ninth inning. A free runner at second, the tying run. Kevin Villavicencio will lead it off. He's 2-for-3. Mets trying to tie this game up or win it here in the 10th inning. Villavicencio squaring to bunt. I do not believe this for a second. That is why. He's too hot right now. Only gives the Hammerheads something to think about. Now, Jupiter's third baseman Santiago's been playing in on the leadoff hitters basically all game and has been burned by that. And he's staying in as Villavicencio squares to bunt again. Now he's going to pull back. Will he re-square? No, he flies one out of play, and it's nothing and two. So now we all know the bunt is off.
Well, you appreciate the gamesmanship, even if it wasn't entirely believable. But now on two strikes, hot-hitting Villavicencio will definitely take his bat off his shoulder.
Stanovich, the lefty. 0-2 pitch, a ground ball cut off by Santiago, throws to first for the out. Good play by Santiago to field that ball, check the runner, and make a good throw, holding Campos at second base. And with Villavicencio unable to move the runner up, the Mets are now going to need likely a hit at some point in this inning to tie the game.
Yeah, with a slim lead for Jupiter and a man on second, every out is big right now. Mosquera at the plate.
He's the last man to get on base. He did so with the triple in the seventh with two outs. Everybody else since then has been retired. Can he bust the streak up? Not on this pitch. He goes too far.
Important here for Mosquera to put the ball in play. If nothing else, at least get the runner moved over to third.
Stanovich, the 0-1. This time, Mosquera wise to it. Pitch is outside. Good take. 2-1. We were wondering about Dairon Campos trying to swipe third base. That would be far too risky. I know all the base runners in the series have basically had a field day. That's a bridge too far. 2-1. Got it past him for strike two.
We've actually seen Campos swipe third, but in this situation, I'm keeping him put where he is on second base and letting Mosquera try to move him over the traditional way.
Mosquera uses his timeout.
Dominguez on deck for St. Lucie. 10 Dominguez on deck.
Carlos Dominguez has come out the on-deck circle. 2-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Now every Met has been retired since Mosquera last got on base. Ground out that didn't move a runner, and a strikeout that doesn't move a runner either. And it comes down to the pinch runner, Dominguez. Cold off the bench, plus the long rain delay. This is a tall task. And he subs in for Kevin Parada, who went 0-4 on his first game of his rehab assignment. Not bad in the 10th inning. So Dominguez, the last hope for the Mets. Led this game with two outs in the 8th inning. Could not hold the lead, now down. First pitch, he takes high. Yesterday, Carlos gave the Mets the lead with the two-run homer. I'd love to do that again and send everybody home. Fouls this pitch straight back. Good hard fastball. And no time for Dominguez to ease into the night. Right into live action. The game on the line in the bottom of the 10th. Stanovich, the 1-1. Whoa, look out. Inside, two balls and a strike.
See Carlos dancing out of the box there, trying to shake that off.
Hitters count, 2-1. Ball fouled back. One strike two. That one running in on the hands. And Stanovich a strike away from what would be topping off another comeback bid by the Hammerheads late. Oh, security Kenny got a ball. We'll never hear the end of this.
Stanovich got the swing and miss on the fastball last at bat. Let's see if he comes back with it here and tries to challenge Dominguez.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, bottom of the 10th, pitch on the way. Strike three, and the game's over. Stanovich pumps his fist in the dugout saying, let's go. That is a great win for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Looked like they might be going down. Two outs in the eighth inning. Nothing doing. Back-to-back double ties the game. They get the go-ahead hit in the 10th inning. And down go the Mets 1-2-3 in the bottom of the 10th. That makes it 10 straight batters retired by Taneo and Stanovich to end the ball game. That is clutch pitching by the Hammerheads. Another game where the Mets have a one-run lead late and cannot hold on and win. They drop another game, still looking for that first Tuesday or Wednesday victory in the second half. It was not to be this week against Jupiter, which takes a 2-0 series lead. Final score, Jupiter 4, St. Lucie 3 in 10 innings. Winning pitcher is Riscale Taneo. Losing pitcher is Eric Fogo. Save goes to Dale Stanovich. We'll come back and wrap it all up with the postgame show.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew. Kids Club members get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games and a free popcorn both days. Plus, kids get a membership card, a Kids Club t-shirt, and access to exclusive player meet and greets. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under for the low, low cost of $25. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
Mets postgame live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Welcome back to Clover Park, where the Jupiter Hammerheads beat the St. Lucie Mets late again. Yesterday it was 11-6 with the comeback win in the ninth. Today it is 4-3. They came back in the eighth and won it in the 10th inning. Let's take a look through the highlights if we have those ready, with the Hammerheads coming out on top of this one. They now lead the series 2-0. They lead the season series 13-10, still just a plus-8 run differential. Felipe De La Cruz was awesome today. He gave up just 2 unearned runs and struck out 10 in 6 innings. The Mets had him lined up for a win, but could not get it done, but they got him off the hook for a loss. Here's a RBI triple by Kemp Alderman to get the scoring started. Alderman was only up because there was an error earlier in the inning that should have had the Mets out of the inning. So that's unearned run number one. Meanwhile, starting pitcher Jacob Miller looked really good early. Gets this double play off the bat of LaRusso. He had pitched 4 scoreless innings at that point. The Mets would eventually knock him out in the 5th inning, though. Felipe De La Cruz looks like he has a rundown here to end the inning. Villavicencio turns too late to home. There's the stolen base for Lewis. He had 5 in the game. Mets should have been out of that inning. Down 1-0. Instead, they're down 2-0. There's a misplay there by Lewis, one of his 2 errors in the game. Kevin Villavicencio followed that error with this RBI double to he'd already extended his hit streak to 10, but now he pads it with the double. That got the Mets on the board. It was 2-1. Mets were set up with second and third. One out. Down a run. Could not score. Back-to-back strikeouts, and they had to settle for the one-run deficit. But they would tie the game on this missed catch. Well, that run was going to score anyways to tie the game. That missed catch sent the go-ahead run to third. Mets got him home and looked like they might be on their verge of getting a win, but this was a double, 3 straight changeups thrown to the batter, and that was enough for Carlos Santiago to tie the game. He whiffed the first two changeups, but he got the third one. You see a base hit in the left field brings home the go-ahead run in extra innings. This is good work by Fago and the defense to limit to one unearned run there in the ninth. But the bottom of the ninth, really, you don't even have any highlights. There was nothing to highlight. It was a ground out and back-to-back strikeouts. Carlos Dominguez, with the tying run at third base in the 10th inning, takes a strikeout looking. Pitch too close to take, have to protect there. But the bottom line is the Mets had the lead, just couldn't quite finish it off there in the top of the 8th inning. And it turns out that the pitching was really so good by Taneo and by Stanovich there at the end of the game that they needed to try to find a way to maintain that one-run deficit lead. They just couldn't do it in the end.
Yeah, and they just weren't able to make the most of their opportunities. They were able to set themselves up well and put runners in scoring position, but they couldn't bring them home. They were 1-for-13 today with men in scoring position. That's just not going to get it done. You have to hand out some attaboys today, though. So Wilfredo Lara had a really good game. He was 3-for-4. And Diego Mosquera came back with a really nice response after yesterday. You know, made some really good plays in the field. He did have that one error, but he made up for it with that big triple in the 7th inning. So, you know, it's another Mets loss, and it's starting to look a lot like some of the other Mets losses we've seen this year. It's almost been on rinse, lather, repeat here at Clover Park, but you can't hang your head. The series is far from over. It's only 2 games in, 4 left, and if you come out tomorrow with a response, you still have a chance to take control and get yourself back in the series.
Yeah, Mets have been down multiple runs in both games so far, have come back to take late leads in both games so far, just haven't been able to finish them off with 2 wins instead. It's 2 losses. They'll try again tomorrow. They'll see if they can't win 3 out of 4 to end the series and end this streak of losing series. And tomorrow, we hope the weather will be better. We're back to our normal 6:10 start time. Should be a fun night. The penultimate dollar night here at Clover Park. Plus, it's the Strikeout Hunger Night. Our great partners, the Treasure Coast Food Bank, will be here. You bring 5 non-perishable food items, you get a free ticket to the ball game. That plus the dollar night deals, you can really make out like a bandit tomorrow if you play your cards right. We'll go airtime on Bally Live with the pregame show at 6 o'clock sharp. Well, folks, that'll do it for this game, this postgame show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Clover Park, Jupiter 4, St. Lucie 3 in 10. John DeStefano and Adam McDonald, thank you so much for making the Mets part of your Wednesday, early evening. We hope all of you out there watching on Bally Live have a pleasant remainder of your night.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.